flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So the Nebraska Cornhuskers are not going to do a spring game this year. They're not going to do a public spring game this year. Matt Rhule basically saying, I had the article up and now I lost it, but basically saying that he doesn't really want to showcase all of his players to the transfer portal looking at it.
It's crazy what it's come to, right?
And now, granted, yes, it is crazy. Granted, the transfer portal closes the day before the spring game, but I don't even know why they have it closed, because apparently you can still enter it, according to this article on ESPN. So why is there even a date? This is like a, why have a salary cap if you're going to have a luxury tax? You know, you're going to go over it. I got to be honest with you. I'm totally with this here. I don't blame him. The transfer portal, NIL, all this stuff has gotten so out of control. And for you to sit there to say to Matt Rhule, oh, you're just being silly. You're being ridiculous. They lost people last year after the spring game.
Yeah.
And it is the wild, wild west right now. So to put your guys on television all over the place and, oh, wait, that quarterback looks pretty good. Hey, Sarkisian, go drive a couple of Lambos up to his house, put him in the driveway, and see if we can get him here at Texas. I 100% do not blame him for this, for his reasoning. I do love that he's like, well, we also want to keep our guys safe. Yeah. No. But again, you can't afford to care about that, because you have to win immediately and keep your players there. So you can't hold anyone back, because they'll say, well, I didn't play. I'm a transfer. You can't do anything. If they have a great game, then another coach is going to come in and say, hey, you want to come play here and actually win some football?
It is amazing how we have transformed in such a short period of time, which we call the portal, which is not really a portal. Let's be honest.
Free agency.
I'm with you. All these things are correlated with the NFL. NIL money, well, that's the kind of money that you're going to get. That's basically bonuses and that type of a thing. And then you've got free agency, which is the portal, and you go into the portal. I totally agree with you, Dave. I look at this, and I think Matt Rhule is actually onto something. And I wonder how many other schools are going to do this, because when you think about it, there's a set number of practices that you can have in a set period of time to get to the spring game. And if you've gone through that, so there are some players that certainly would realize, hey, you know what? I might want to go because, you know, whatever that because is, and put themselves into the portal, right? Because they just feel that. Or they had a great showing and they get themselves in the portal to see, hey, maybe I can get a little bit more money out of NIL. Maybe I can go to Texas A&M or Texas, like you said, get a Lambo or, you know, a Rolls Royce if you're one of the Sanders brothers. So there's there's so many different things that you can do. I totally get it. And I, you know, and for a while there, it was fun. I remember the days where all of a sudden everybody's spring game was being televised.
It was fun.
Right?
It was exciting. Right? Football's back for a day.
Lou Holtz is one of the guys that I'll give a lot of the credit for. At the University of Minnesota here, he actually came in and he did a spring game and we had TV, so we were exposed to every. This is long before everybody else was doing this, by the way. I mean, Lou was such an innovator that it was incredible what he was able to accomplish, the people he was able to recruit. But going back to this, I totally get it now. I think Matt Rule's onto something, and I wouldn't be surprised to see USC follow him and Texas follow him and Oklahoma to follow him. Well, yeah, I have to say Oklahoma because of Josh. But everybody's going to probably follow into this thing because otherwise you're just giving a spotlight to lose players, right?
Especially your smaller 1AA schools. Imagine that, right? You got a quarterback at Brosmore went to what, New Hampshire? New Hampshire, right?
Yep.
You got a quarterback in New Hampshire trying to find his next spot. You going to put him out there?
Right.
Rule had a great quote. He told reporters Saturday, quote, "The word tampering doesn't exist anymore," he said. "It's just an absolute free, open, common market. I don't necessarily want to open up to the outside world and have people watch our guys and say, he looks pretty good. Looks like a pretty good player. Let's go get him." So if you're a Gopher fan and you're listening to this, I would love to know what your reaction would be if P.J. Fleck came out and said, "We're not going to do a spring game this year. I don't want our guys all to be picked over and go to Wisconsin or Michigan." 651-461-9226. Are you in favor of canceling the game? If P.J. said today, we are not going to do a spring game this year, a game that does draw a good amount of people, it's fun, it's very much a culture game in terms of bringing some of your young guys up, letting them play in front of the crowd and have some big moments. I'm curious what people would think. Here's my suggestion. They should do a quiz for their guys and then have their players do a skills competition. No, I'm joking. I'm watching it on the television behind you. That's the next subject. I don't blame them one bit. I cannot tell you that I think that there's any. I don't even see the good in the spring game. I'll say it right there. Yeah. I don't see any good in it. Guys could potentially get hurt. Guys could potentially get picked off. Where's the good?
Yeah, and that becomes a problem. And I think that Matt Rule will not be the only guy to do this. Like I said, I think that there are a lot of universities out there that are going to say, you know what? Why am I going to get my players out there to perform, to go somewhere else and give them that opportunity to go somewhere else? I totally get it.
And could you just do it without TV, though?
Well, you could still have guys showing up, right? And maybe they're filming.
True.
We've seen not that Michigan ever did that, but it's a possibility, right?
That was a great Netflix special. Did you watch that, by the way?
That was great.
Amazing.
That was great, yeah.
But you're right, it happens. And then this kind of stuff, well, you know this. College athletics has, we use the term dirty, but it's been that way for a long time. Now we're just turning the lights on in the room.
Well, the interesting thing is how the SEC figured NIL started about 1975. So, you know, they've been paying guys forever.
Please,
I remember when I was playing at the University of Minnesota, we went down, we were going to play Oklahoma, and we sent coaches down. Oklahoma hadn't played a game yet. We'd played two games, and they said, hey, you can come down and come to practice in Oklahoma and see what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, so the coaches go down there and they're watching practice and everything else. They even got game their practice film from them. But the thing that they came back with wasn't so much what Oklahoma was doing. They said, you should see the front and what the players are driving up in here at the Oklahoma. These guys are driving Corvettes and you know Cadillacs and all this other stuff, Josh, down there.
Were you driving those too, Josh?
It's a lot of dirt to clean off your car.
That's what Josh was driving when he was at Oklahoma.
I had a moped when I was at the University of Minnesota. So
didn't they get rid of those, though, now? Because they don't want guys falling off and getting hurt?
Yeah, I think Pete was the last one to ride a moped on campus.
Now, his moped had backward spinners on him, just so we could
all... Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have a little flash.
It bumped up, had a little bump to the music.
I had the music pumping.
Man, I hope, just for your sake, I hope at some point PJ has to face OU in the next couple of years, because they'll get squashed. And it'll be a great addition to the huddle, I can tell you that.
Okay, can we clip this so when they do face Oklahoma and they beat him by 10?
Yep.
We can say, Josh, remember that?
No, the Gophers will lose on a last-minute field goal, like they always do.
Okay. I think their kicker graduated, didn't he, finally? Sorry, I don't want to say names.
Finally.
We don't know. We don't know. By the way, Sam Darnold was just on our screen, our future Viking quarterback, Sam Darnold.
As I was saying to my kids, we were watching this yesterday, I said to my kids, yeah, he was great for the first 9 throws, and then the last 2 when he needed it, they didn't quite connect.
Yeah.
Dad, that's mean. Okay, show me the lie. Just show me the lie.
Minnesota sports.
Into our WCCO Talking text line. Dave and Pete, I too am not a fan of NIL in the portal. I'm wondering why the athletic programs can't or don't sign the NIL participants to a contract. Mm. This is a good question. The reason why probably is because the kids don't want to do it at this point, and they're getting their advisors to tell them, don't do it. Why would you? What's the benefit to you of signing signing a contract to keep you? Because I'm in favor of that. Mm. I think that's one of the few ways you actually fix this is to lock a kid in. But you... They're not going to do it, mm-hmm. number one, because there's no benefit to it right. for them. And two, since we're still pretending college is amateur athletics, can they legally even sign a contract? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, Pete.
No, that all makes a lot of sense. I think when you really look at this whole thing, it comes down to a couple of things. The portal. Should you be able to be in the portal every single year of your college experience? And number two on that one is... How do you stay academic? Are these guys eligible? Are they truly eligible right now? Are they getting through the college and going through the fall and then transferring to another school and somehow they manage to stay in line with the educational side of things, mm-hmm. which is still part of what they do? That and the fact that I think NIL's got to have a cap.
There's no way they're going to class. There's no way these guys go to class.
How do they stay eligible? It was difficult when you weren't doing all this stuff. Now that you're going from school to school to school to school, it's just incredible to me. But you've got to have a cap on NIL. Somehow there's got to be some way to make this thing at least balanced for everybody. And I've said it once, I'll say it again. The NFL is who they are because of the fact that there is a cap in the NFL. Because if they didn't have a cap, can you imagine what some of these teams would be willing to get that salary cap up to? or past, I should say. I mean, it would be ridiculous. It's all based on TV and all the rest of the money coming in. That's what they base it upon. So it goes up every single year. That's why some of these teams that overspend actually get a little bit of a break because it goes up every single year.
Yeah. Texter texting in to the WCCO Talk and text line 651-461-9226. Gophers haven't had an open spring game where fans can go to the stadium for 4 years. Mm. Is that right? It's been closed for four years.
It's probably something close to that.
Well, maybe that's the first step, right? We're just going to keep it in house from now on.
Right.
Instead of, and maybe Matt Rhule just skipped a step and said, well, we're just not going to do it.
We're just not doing it.
Or they might just do it and not open it up to everybody. So maybe that's where that is. We'll take a break here. I am going to ask you viewers, you listeners rather, and us a question. The Pro Bowl in its current state is terrible. Right or wrong answers. What would you rather see football players do for Pro Bowl games instead of what we're currently getting? We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts. We'll give you our thoughts coming up next. You're listening to Huddle on 830 WCCO. It's always a good morning when you can sit and BS with Al Schock.
Al Schock, ladies and gentlemen.
Al Schock, a living legend. Al, you're the best. Thanks for making it fun. Texters into the, the WCC text line. Sorry, I forgot.
Something like that, yeah. I think that's the station.
Totally in favor of canceling the spring game. A friend of mine who was extremely successful in sales, made a lot of money, told me his nephew, a basketball player at Wisconsin. Okay, this is hearsay, but I'll read it. Told me... A basketball player at Wisconsin and not a star makes more in NIL money than my friend did in his best sales year ever. Okay. Okay. This is my friend of my uncle of their dog's roommates. Okay. But still, we get
really
the point.
Stretched out.
We are watching on television right now, Peter.
It's phenomenal.
It's the Pro Bowl. Justin Jefferson has on his hands what I believe was Josh called hamburger helper hands, which is exactly what they look like. And then look at that throw.
We're going to lose our wide receiver.
They're trying to get him to dive to make a catch. And the throw is a solid 15 yards past where any human being not named Michael
Jordan. Who's throwing this? Baker Mayfield? Jeez.
No.
By the way, it must be really bright in there. JJ's got on sunglasses. I mean, honestly,
future's
guys.
Bright.
Love
future's
that Oakley bright. Deal. Love that Oakley
future's
deal.
Bright. Oh,
so I think this is incredibly stupid. I know you do, too. I hate what the Pro Bowl has become. It's unwatchable. Watching Terry Crews try to quiz Mike Evans on NFL stuff and watching him, it's ridiculous. And
they ruined it.
They ruined it.
They ruined what was a. Go ahead. It was a fun game for many, many years. And you know what? Here's where it started. It wasn't so much the game itself. It was always in Hawaii. That was the beauty of it all, right? The people who can't get to Hawaii or anybody who does get there, it's a beautiful place to be and everything, and everybody's so excited they get to go to Hawaii, right? These players wanted to play.
Right.
I realized that money started to come in, and as money got bigger and bigger and bigger, you know what? It gets a little bit dicey. But before all that happened, they moved it to Orlando, and that is not Honolulu, Hawaii. It's a completely different deal. And
Orlando, eh?
And it is.
Orlando.
And I know Orlando well, and it's not.
That might be the understatement of all understatements. Orlando is not Hawaii.
I mean, the only similarity is you've got palm trees and it's pretty warm. But other than that, I mean, it's not on any water.
No.
But anyway, here's the other problem that's going on, Dave. As they have ruined the Pro Bowl more and more and more, I took a quick look, and I've got some numbers for you. 2022, they had 6.7 million people who are still watching the Pro Bowl.
Mm.
Then 23, it went to 6.2. Then it's gone to 5.75 million right now. It is going to go down, down, down. And unfortunately, I think Peyton Manning and those guys are a big piece of this puzzle, too, because they've decided to take it over from a media perspective, and they're big into all the things that are changing and
right.
everything. It just doesn't work, though. Yeah. The stuff that you're talking about that's on the TV behind me right now is absolutely ridiculous. And I don't know, does anybody really find it that intriguing? And I think that the ratings speak for themselves. Pretty soon it's going to get bad. The amazing part is those ratings for almost anything else would be phenomenal.
It's amazing because it's really, if you think about everything the NFL has done, it's the only thing that they have not been able to make successful.
Right.
I mean, they have managed, we've talked about this many times, they have managed to dominate the calendar year-round with everything that they do, and people, we'll watch it. Watch on Nickelodeon, Watch guys running at the combine with lift weights, Watch a game in Brazil or in Europe at 7 o'clock in the morning, Everything's worked except this. Right. There's an easy fix, though, in my mind. Make it flag football.
Yeah.
Flag football's going to be an Olympic sport in 28. Mike Evans wants to play. Mm-hmm. And there's some guys that they're targeting here. The idea that these guys, they are not glass jawed, 80-year-old men.
Right.
These are the best conditioned athletes maybe in the world.
Yep.
Certainly in our United States. Are might they pull a muscle? Maybe.
Yep.
May probably not. There's guys that you're not going to believe this. There's guys that play 17 games. And don't get injured playing tackle contact football. You mean to tell me that you're concerned that a guy is going to get hurt playing flag football? Or because that's basically what the Pro Bowl had become, right? It was flag football.
It was.
Take the tackling out. I get it.
They took pads off. They did all that.
Just let him go play flag football.
Yeah.
Sprinkle in college kids, maybe some of the top high school kids if they want to have some fun.
Uh-huh.
But just, they're not going to get hurt playing flag football that they're going to go their whole career. But you're right. This is stupid.
Yeah.
It's not nothing. It's not enjoyable. I mean, we're one step away from a spelling bee at this point with them trying to watch these guys spell.
It's awful.
It's painful.
I said it last week. Watching these guys play Madden would be more entertaining.
Did you just text in? Pro Bowl idea on the text line. Have EA Sports create a simulation Pro Bowl based on the next version of Madden and have them be a sponsor. Have great offensive performer players call the plays and have a retired players call the D and then do some smack talk while they're doing it.
I like one that's coming in, Dave.
I
got one that somebody said, a friend of mine, former football player, so he understands the game, he understands the risks and everything else. And he said to me, he goes, why wouldn't you just go back to the old days of the Superstars competition, that show? You're not going to get hurt. You're not really playing football, but still you get to see these guys that, it's kind of like the combine in a way where it still might be entertaining.
You want to see their skills, right?
And maybe in this case it's guys, they used to have the kayaking and all those kinds of things competing with each other. I think that's a lot more entertaining than what we're seeing behind us.
It's a lot less dangerous, too.
And less dangerous.
I mean, all of a sudden you want Justin Jefferson to lay out
right.
16 yards. I don't care if it's into a pad. I feel like every year this is a it gets worse. We talk about it more, but it is unwatchable. Yep. And my favorite thing about being a kid and my favorite All-Star game was always All-Star weekend was the NHL. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't because of the game. It was the skills competition.
Skills, yeah.
It was watching these guys, fastest skater. I mean, it was watching
Shea Weber roofing one in the corner.
Well, I'll go farther. Iafredi. Remember Iafredi played for the Washington Capitals?
That's a great
Very game. Similar haircut to you, my good friend.
I think I ordered Iafredi at Olive Garden last week.
He has no hair on his head, all of it coming out the back. Yeah. He's got a beer belly.
Damn.
He's ripping 104 mile an hour slap shots with a wooden stick.
Yeah.
Now that's television, baby. That is television.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right.
That would be entertaining.
I know.
That would be.
It was fun. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back. Josh's time to shine.
Uh-oh.
Everyone, they're asking, when is the fast break? I came in at 10:20 expecting to hear Josh and at 10:30, and I didn't get to. Yeah, everybody
good,
wants.
Good thing
it.
It's not at 10:20.
Your wife is such a wonderful person.
I know.
Good thing it's good. Yeah.
Can you give us a tease?
By
for the
way,
fast break?
10:30 is usually fast break. It's not 10:20.
I said 10:30.
You said 10:20.
I corrected myself. Flipped.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. We have football. That's my tease.
Look at that.
Yeah. Maybe some Pro Bowl talk. Wow. We'll see.
Here it comes. And Josh, why is it your name should be on there? Pete and Dave and Josh.
And Josh.
I'm a nobody.
Can you edit in there yourself saying, and Josh?
You should just pop in and say, and Josh.
Yes.
If they pay me, I mean.
I'll pay you.
I have an NIL deal.
How much does it cost for you to edit in yourself saying, and Josh?
You're using my name, image, and likeness to promote the show. So
nobody's using any of our images.
Money. Yeah, anyways. Pete, we never start with you, so I'm going to start with you for this one.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't, but okay.
Every week he says it. We don't start with you, Pete.
As the dust has mostly settled in the NFL coaching corral of many hirings, I'll pop this down so I can hear myself talk. Both this past week and the week before, Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen, Mike Vrabel, Pete Carroll, Brian Schottenheimer, I believe is his name.
Yep.
You name it.
His dad, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not that old, but okay. Which hire... Which hire is the most impactful in your eyes out of all the head coaches that have been hired so far?
I think Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the world of what that guy's been able to do, and I think he's a quarterback whisperer in the real sense of it all. I like what they're going to be able to do, and I think it's going to be a game changer, and it's going to put that much more pressure on us guys as Vikings fans, if you are a Vikings fan. That's going to put some pressure on us for sure. He's a heck of a coach.
Pete Carroll in Las Vegas,
Ooh,
baby.
Oh, doggy.
73 years old. Don't tell him this is a retirement gig. I love that he went to Vegas. I think he knows the West well. He knows how to coach. By the way, he looks phenomenal for 73.
He does.
He looks incredible for 73.
I got a real quickie. So I played for Pete when I was at the Vikings back in 86, 87, right? Pete was a secondary coach. He was the youngest coach in the NFL. When he left, he was the oldest coach in the NFL. You know what that all adds up to? I'm getting pretty freaking old.
But also, by the way, also adds up to still zero Super Bowls for the Vikings. So, you went Pete Carroll.
Do we have a boo?
Or wait, no, you went Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
You went Pete Carroll.
I went Pete Carroll because I would have gone Ben Johnson, but I didn't want to do the same thing.
You didn't want to go this round?
Duval. Oh, my gosh. You love that.
The Jaguars, baby. Woo.
Yeah, well, how about that? Leaving at the stroke of midnight to go to Jacksonville. Who'd have
thought? That was one of the strangest things ever, by the way.
Yeah.
That really was.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised the Cowboys didn't hire Deion. I got to be honest. I really thought.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Yeah.
I thought they were going to. I really did.
I wasn't a fan of the Brian Schottenheimer hire. But
now he gets to call the plays. It's strange to me.
Yeah, that'll change everything.
Well, you know, if you're an offensive coordinator, but you don't get to call the plays, that's kind of a strange thing to do, I think. I think your offensive coordinator should be the guy calling the plays. That's part of the resume, in my opinion. But
I know you like to talk about Jerry Jones and the fact that he used to play football, but he played football when the leather helmets were still.
Or the Razorbacks. Woo, big suey.
They were really nice leather.
Yeah. Listen.
I'm aware. Yeah. I believe you invented that. Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. All right.
You guys should come in the studio more often.
They were nice leather.
Yes. God, this really got weird. This got weird.
Amazing.
All right. This got weird. Dave, the Vikings have had a lot of decisions to make here in the next handful of months. Don't believe we tackled this, Pete, last week with Collar, but I did text him this question. I'll ask you. In 6, 7, 8 months, do we see Aaron Jones in purple?
Oh, that's a good question. Ooh. Yes. Okay. I think you have to. He's because anyone who plays quarterback, and I'll borrow a page from Pete's playbook here. Yeah. Anybody who plays quarterback absolutely has to have a good running game.
Yeah.
And Aaron Jones was, other than missing some time, was incredibly productive for them. He can run. He can catch out of the backfield. But especially if you're going to turn the keys over to J.J. McCarthy early, you absolutely have to have someone who can run the ball to take the pressure off him. Now, I don't know what he's going to cost, and I think that is going to hinge on what they decide to do with Sam Darnold, if that decision isn't already made, which I think it probably is. But I think you've got to have a good running game, and they had one with him. Any issues he had was not because of him, as we've said many times, it's because of the offensive line. So I think he's in purple again next year.
I'm really leaning more towards the fact that he's getting a little bit older. He's one more year older. Let's remember, this is part of the reason why they decided to get rid of Dalvin Cook, right? He got to a certain age and they were like, this is it. I'll tell you what, there's some running backs coming out from college this year that if they can do a little shifting around somewhere and are able to get themselves maybe up to the third round or something like that for picks, I'll tell you what, I like Caleb Johnson, the kid from Iowa. Boy, he's a big, strong kid. Yeah. I want somebody bigger and stronger than what we're seeing out of Aaron Jones, only to put that much more pressure on the defenses.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you because you can get running backs cheap, right? Yep. You don't need – I think the days of shelling out for expensive running backs are over. But if you're going to have essentially a rookie quarterback in there, I like having someone a little more. What are they doing? Sorry. Are they speed walking?
He got fully distracted by the
I'm like, ball. Are they speed? He was speed walking.
My goodness.
I think that you have to have someone established in there to take some pressure off a rookie quarterback rather than you don't want to have a rookie quarterback and a rookie running back there.
Yeah.
That's my thought. But I see your point. And they are speed walking. Gosh.
I'm glad we covered.
Sorry, I just looked up and I saw NFL players literally speed walking down the field, and I'm going, "What is this?
It is an art form."
Yeah, we can all do it, whether it's downtown Minneapolis or it's
an Olympic sport,
Orlando. Yeah, we can practice
Orlando.
It. Yeah, I don't know where this is.
Orlando's Hawaii. Not Hawaii. Let me tell you,
it's not Hawaii.
Yeah, that's. I've checked the map. That is
Boomer
true.
Sooner, what do you got?
Oh my gosh, you mentioned Ben Johnson.
Yeah,
new head coach of the Chicago Bears. He's got additional staff being brought in as of yesterday.
Oh.
Heading back to the NFL, Mr. Eric Bieniemy is heading back there to be the running backs coach for the Bears. Your thoughts on the 55-year-old heading back to the big leagues and, honestly, getting Caleb some help, hopefully, with some coaching.
Where was he? He was coaching
UCLA.
He's bounced around a little bit, and I think he's probably frustrated because a lot of people talked about him being a head coach someday, and he just hasn't quite got there. It does make you wonder, though. I don't think there's anything hugely negative about him. I just think that people are just a little apprehensive. But I think this gives him one more opportunity. This will be his last opportunity. If he does something very good with the Bears, he will get those interviews, and maybe he does get that job. And I think that's the way he's looking at it.
I agree. I think this is probably his last stop. I'm still surprised that B-Flo's not up for any head coaching jobs. I don't understand
why.
There's
some baggage out there.
I know. It's too much baggage.
There's baggage, and I asked Collar this last week. I asked these guys this last week. Did the final two games of the season, both Detroit and L.A., play a part in that? Collar said no, but I just I don't know. Defense wasn't really necessarily the issue. It was offense that was not producing for the team. So.
There's too much baggage. Yeah. And then that's unfortunate. It is what it is. We'll just call it that. It is what it is. Yep. But I think Bieniemy going to Chicago, I agree. I mean, look what he did with now. People are going to point to what he did with Adrian Peterson, and you're going to say, well, Adrian Peterson was Adrian Peterson.
Pretty talented.
He probably didn't need a coach for him. So, we'll see. Be interesting. Because if you can do it in Chicago with what they got there, you're pretty good.
Yep.
I miss the Peterson days.
So do I.
Man.
Oklahoma guy, of course.
Yeah. Hey, was watching back some tape from his days at the Dome, and let me tell you, there was nothing like watching AP.
You should have watched him. I did a story on him early in his career. We went down to Palestine, Texas, and we saw some of his high school games.
Yeah.
That, you want to talk about dominance. That kid was incredible. It was a man amongst boys. He'd have 200 yards in the first half, and they'd have to hide his helmet from him so he didn't go back in. True story.
You know who he always reminded me of was Eric Dickerson.
Yes.
Big, fast.
He finished 9 yards short that one season.
Unbelievable. I got a quickie for you on Eric Dickerson.
Yeah.
Eric Dickerson, we're playing against Indianapolis 1 year. I'm playing for Tampa. And Eric Dickerson gets a toss to the outside. He's running down the field. And another guy who played at SMU with him, and he was also part of the 4x1 relay team, had a lot of speed on the Tampa team, the corner. He gets the ball on the pitch to the outside, Eric does, Dickerson, and the next thing you know, he turns it on and goes right past this cornerback, right? And the coach said to him later, when we get to the sideline, he goes, "Hey, man, what happened there? You're one of the fastest guys." He goes, "Hey, this guy is the real deal. You guys don't understand."
There is no such thing as outside containment.
And I'll tell you,
with
Eric Dickerson was special.
Yeah?
He goes, once he turns it on, you have no chance. There was nobody in the NFL could catch him.
Yeah, AP the same way.
Real quick, we do have the ESPN list of teams that will be potentially in the playoffs for college football next year. I'm going to list them off. You tell me which one of these, if any, surprises
you. If you put Oklahoma on that list, I'm going to call.
No, trust me. Okay. I can tell you as an Oklahoma homer, they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
All right,
they're in a rebuild.
So this is the 12-team playoff?
They have to actually keep a quarterback in their system to actually play some football.
That's true.
We have at number 12, Boise State. Number 11, Iowa State. We have number 10, South Carolina. 9, LSU. 8, Oregon. 7, Georgia. Notre Dame at 6. Penn State at 5. And Ohio State's 1, obviously. BYU's 4th ranked. 3 is Clemson. 2 is Texas. Do any of those pop out to you and kind of surprise you as teams that could contend next year?
As much as I like Boise State.
Yeah.
And I think they do a great job. They've always had competitive teams, it seems. I don't think they get back in there. And I think that, you know, you lose a guy like Ashton Gentry, that is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy was unbelievable what he was able to accomplish. So I think they're a step lower, and I don't think they make it into the 12.
Who is number one?
Number one, obviously, Ohio State.
See, I think Texas will be number one.
Okay.
Arch Manning
how many
is...
more years do we have with Arch? Is that
three? Does he have three? Four?
Okay, yeah,
he played this year.
He's a freshman.
They'll probably make a rule that you can play 6 years. I mean, why not? 6 year contract, right?
He's making more money than Purdy, like four times as much.
I still think South Carolina's the odd man out in this group. I just don't.
They were pretty special last
year.
They're
special, but they're
Indiana's getting no love. They had a great season.
Yeah.
They're Indiana.
We'll see how that goes. But that's all for your fast breaks.
So 11:48. We haven't even talked about the Super Bowl yet. We'll talk about it coming up next. The big game is next Sunday. Are we allowed to say the other word? I always forget.
I don't know how we can't.
I know. Well, I give you the big game.
Send the bill to Brad Lane.
He's not listening right
now.
No,
he's not. Nobody does.
He listens.
Yeah.
Just the second, I think. Well, we'll find. He'll listen back. He'll tell you. He'll tell you. Super Bowl, I don't know Roman numerals. What is LIX? If you know LIX, is that 58?
59. Yeah, because next year's the big 6-0.
Big 6-0. Yeah. February 9th, Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles in New Orleans. I mean, I'll be honest. I said this when I was on with Jason DeRush on Monday. I don't care. I care, but this was not the matchup I wanted. 58-50? Oh, that's our out time. I thought you were predicting the score.
No.
I'm like, 108 points in the Super Bowl.
Scoring, man.
I'll take the under. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
On-air production. You gotta
By the way, we should have, remember Kate Constable we had on last year for sports betting for a Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to have her on. I'll see if
That'd
we can
be
get her
fun.
On. Yeah, she
That'd
was good last year. We'll see, yeah. see if we can have her on again.
See if Talk she can make it legal in the state.
Some of the prop bets.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see Washington-Buffalo. I think a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
But for what it's worth, we're going to get the chance to see two of the best quarterbacks in the game play. It's Jalen Hurts and that other guy, Patrick Mahomes. It'll be a great battle. The least of which I want to see is which... Sorry, they're playing dodgeball now. I can't handle it.
That is the dumbest.
They're playing dodgeball.
Oh, my gosh.
Pro Bowl.
I think it's going to be a really good offensive matchup. I think Kansas City's defense, you and I were just talking about this, probably holds the advantage there. So I think it should be a great game. It's not the game I wanted, but we'll watch it.
Well, the impressive thing about it, Dave, I think, is, you know, we all look at Kansas City and we all talk about Patrick Mahomes, and then we talk about Kelce, and we talk about this guy and that guy and all these various players, right? I think the reality this year has been the fact that that defense for Kansas City is really, really good. And nobody wants to give them, you know, a whole lot of credit for that. But Spagnuolo does an amazing job of putting everything together, getting these guys on the field ready to play. Yeah. You guys were talking about some of the plays late in the game where they made some incredible stops when it seemed as if they wouldn't be able to, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, Josh Allen was just spectacular for most of the game. I mean, that offense is good. Buffalo is really was a special team. They just can't get over the hump.
Yeah.
They just can't get past this one. Someday they will, but they haven't been able to do it yet. They're still a young franchise, though. When you look at their offense, their defense at Buffalo, got a lot of players that are still in that 25 to 28 level where they've still got many years in front of them. So,
who wins the Super Bowl first, Buffalo or Minnesota?
Buffalo.
Yeah, I think so. They got Josh Allen. It's hard to.
They got Josh Allen. They've got talent. They did
a
great job.
They have
a
little more money than we do, right?
Only
now.
Slightly.
Yeah, they got a little more room. They can
and a lot less needs to fill in the offseason,
right?
As
sure.
you were just saying.
Yeah.
What's your prediction for the Super Bowl? Who wins?
Is it going to be Kansas City?
As long as you're not allowed, and we alluded to this, as long as you're no longer allowed to tackle Patrick Mahomes, which you're not.
Or touch him.
They're going to win. I mean, it's a game of yardage, right? If he picks up an extra 3 yards because everyone's running around him with their hands up, not touching him.
Well, yeah, next week we can talk about the officiating because
Jalen Hurts doesn't get that kind of treatment.
No.
He doesn't get that kind of treatment.
He gets the Brady treatment, as they call it.
The Brady treatment.
I think Jalen's a stud.
He is.
So I just, and we could save all of our in-depth predictions, obviously, for next Sunday because that's the big day. But
the big day
of the big
what?
Game, yeah,
the big game.
What is your? Are you having Super Bowl parties?
I'm eating food and watching with friends.
It's a party.
Yeah.
You're
a
party. Having a Super Bowl party, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't get the charcuterie invite from this guy.
You're in if you want to come over. I you know what? I always look at where I live.
Which one of your houses
away
is it
from
at?
Everyone, which one of my houses?
That's a sore subject.
That's not what I meant. Which one of your Eden Prairie Minnetonka homes is
oh,
it at?
Oh, my gosh.
What's
your if you had one snack and only snack for the Super Bowl, what are you eating?
Mm.
What are you making and eating? I think it's buffalo chicken, either buffalo wings or buffalo chicken. My wife makes a great buffalo chicken dip.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
I'm ready to come over for that.
You'll fall asleep after it, but it's good.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's great.
Nothing wrong with a nice nap before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Is there anything better than, you know, a really good pizza, too?
Oh,
I mean,
pizza's good.
Goes around. Oh, man.
I don't see pizza as a Super Bowl party thing.
No. Oh.
I don't. I've never had pizza at a Super Bowl party.
It's too lowbrow.
It's probably.
No,
well, you know, I like to put my pinky out and eat my chicken wings.
Yeah.
I feel like it's. I love where this conversation has gone, by the way. I feel like it's sub sandwiches, chicken wings, chili chips.
Chili's a biggie.
I don't see pizza.
Well, my wife is big on the chili side of it.
Yeah.
And a seafood dish called Cipino.
What's that?
Not everybody. It's basically a seafood stew. Red tomato.
Yum.
It's phenomenal. Absolutely, you know, it'll
all right,
break
I'm hungry
it down.
Now.
Yeah. I know. I haven't eaten yet today.
You haven't?
This is brutal, man.
Oh, man. Well, it should be fun. Should be a good game. Josh, what is your go-to for Super Bowl food?
Anything that I can digest.
Is that a short list or a long list?
Well, it's not pizza. Now
are you
I'm not going to have pizza.
Caramel corn guy or what are you doing?
How poor do you think I am?
I like the three mix. Have you had the caramel cheese butter?
I'm going to go with the easy answer. Pickle roll-ups.
Oh,
pickle,
wow.
That's not an easy answer. Okay. I like.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gumpet.
Okay. All right. We got to wrap.
All right. We're wrapping. See you next week, everybody. Have a good one.